Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Allow me to share a very short time, few concepts of God's word to you, which will be a tremendous blessing. Hallelujah. Bwachi is here. When I finish reading my segment, he will also read a couple of scriptures. I just wanted to read three different scriptures, but let me read our foundation scripture first. And church, I welcome all of you into God's presence. Good morning to you. Those of you who are following us on television and online, please. That's a nice one. Let's welcome my sister-in-law. That's right. Are you clapping? I'm for Adam, bro. For no, there be a choir for any moment. Mwangas, I catch them as someone to bro for the man. Yeah, but my man is someone to bro for my man. Praise the name of the Lord. Right, our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus, or we came to see Jesus. We require and desire to see Christ. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Look, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as it's near, the Bible said, they shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Some of those things that the Bible is talking about, which we need to escape and to pray always to escape. One of those things is Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 4. This morning I was telling the W3 service, the Bible talks about something very profound. He said, Daniel, shut up these words and seal the book even unto the end. For many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. We're living in the dispensation of the increased knowledge. Apple has released iPhone 14 and its series. As I'm speaking to you, Samsung have also released their Samsung Galaxy Z Fold series. As I'm speaking to you right now, Boeing has released its 777 series, also released 734, 733, and all those series. Increase of knowledge. Knowledge is going to increase. When knowledge is increasing, it's negativity. Positivity also, knowledge is increasing. People like that. They are also, let me tell you, criminals are not stupid. Criminals are not dumb. They are smart people with a perverse heart. The perverseness of heart is what makes us call them criminals, but they are very sharp people. If somebody hacks into your computer, they are not dumb. They are intelligent people. So knowledge is increasing negatively and positively. Last 2 weeks, we had a murder case not too far from this place. This lady who was married only 1 week was murdered here at Fadama. 10 minutes drive from this church. She became second wife of her first one. We don't know who may be thinking of the death of this particular. Enjoy yourself, my darlings. Thank you very much. We appreciate.
Before Buachi reads, and son of Buachi, back in Ghana, the enemy met me at 2:00. Allow me to, you know, do my preamble or prologue, my introduction, submission. How the young lady was killed, gruesome and brutal. An iron rod. Benji, I can see you. I don't see anybody. It's you, I see. An iron rod, a piece of iron rod, was knocked with a hammer into her skull that appeared through under her chin. While she was bleeding, a sharp knife cut through her throat. She bled profusely, excruciatingly, until she died on her matrimonial bed here at Fadama, 10 minutes away from this place. Nebone ne su aware wato awade yeso nebe bi no te ena mo be tre ne se mo pe no the one at time who hates her so much to murder an innocent girl who has been married for only 1 week. So knowledge is going to increase not only positively, negatively also. We're going to have people that are going to have terrorist tendencies, wickedness, heartlessness, lovelessness. There is not the generation in which I live is of no love. Never think that you don't have enemies. Never think that way. There are haters that have surrounded you. The nice thing about, you know, or the strange, amazing thing about the hatred in this generation is that the haters are smiling with you. The haters, they look at you and say, "Kwan Lafia." They are nice, nice enemies. When I lived here in Abeka, if we in the gangs which I joined, if we hate you, we hate you. We will let you know that we hate you. If we love you, we love you. We will let you know we love you. But when I came to Christianity and to church, I realized that if the people hate you, they smile. Hello, hello. When you turn your back and you watch, that is the kind of hypocritical wickedness. The wickedness is hypocritical also. The people are hypocrites, but they are wicked, or wicked but hypocrites at the same time. And so these are some of the things that is going to happen. One of the strange things that is happening, and I said this morning that, you know, it will be prudent for governments all around the world to be able to put people like the sons of Issachar, who knew the times and could interpret the events of eschatological or end time events that are happening around the world. Because one of the things that are going to happen is Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse number 19. Ezekiel, the 7th chapter, the 19th verse. Listen to exactly what the word of the Lord has got to say. The Bible said they will cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. It goes further and say, and they shall satisfy their souls. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible says they will throw their money into the gutters. Their heart and cash stinks like garbage. They find that it won't buy anything they either want or need on judgment day. They tripped on money and fell into sin. Put it in a different version, GNT possibly. In this GNT version, the Bible said they will throw their gold and silver away in the streets like garbage, because their silver nor gold cannot save them. Even save them when the Lord pours out his fury, they cannot use it to satisfy their desires or fill their stomachs. Gold and silver led them into sin. Last version, and in this one, you know, possibly the one you brought, NLT or something, yeah. They would throw their money into the street, tossing it out like worthless trash. Their silver and gold won't save them on that day of the Lord's anger. It will neither satisfy nor feed them, for their greed can only trip them up. Put it in my language. In my language. Now one trick and we'll seek out intimate you on my radio before she had animal. The Bible is very clear, ladies and gentlemen, on these particular things. One of the things that is going to happen, according to the scripture we read from Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, is, you know, we are going to see the meltdown, the regression and retrogression of economies, hard economies in the world. Somebody must be put in the Jubilee House to be part of cabinet, to be part of the Council of State, to advise the president that this time in which we are living, that particular scripture we read is in force. Many governments will fail because their money will not save them on that day of the Lord. It's not just that that's going to happen. As knowledge increases and there are meltdowns economically around the world, there are also going to be, you know, nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 7, that was the Bible said, there shall be epidemics and pandemics, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. It goes further in the next verse and say, and these are the beginning of many. We are living in the end time, people. We are living in the end time. And so I stand here to read the two different scriptures to you, and then I will put the real submission on course. One of the things the Bible talked about, which, you know, will really emerge, is that we are going to see another gospel, another Jesus, and another spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 4. The Bible said, if he that cometh, preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might as well bear. Put it in GNT. Let me read it in that, just that. If you gladly tolerate anyone who comes to you and preaches a different Jesus, no, not the one we preach, that means there is a different Jesus.
There's a church at Ridge Junction, Yigarinipa, Yahuna Drew. Egu ben tuem yesi ya bebe sawo. Na me pesa me sa nunu mkasa nkasa yi. Akaka dro hwenti ya famnisuru visa. Ebi ni mi vijile ya me koto ya mwe broso. Edi tu ya me to e uri huri. Sedi ya nanu ya ma amenu mo hunu ya dewun ti ya biti yu. Ti ya biti yu. Me bete tine by heart by heart. Anyway, you know, you take it. Aso amike mi buwa. Hwani watu demu ayensa aneda. Mi yibro ni ifri muwa. Hwani ayensa aneda.
Baby, we are saying, "Kokura, one baby, and yes, said, 'Yeah, baby, boy, yeah.'" Hallelujah.
We are living in that precarious time. Another Jesus. When people come into the house of the Lord and sit in the church, the gospel is that which must be preached to them. Preach in
season, the word out of season and in season. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Be instant in season and out of season. The Bible makes it very clear. You know, King James Version. You know, preach the word, not nonsense. Preach the word. The word. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exalt with long suffering and doctrine. For a time will come, the Bible said, where they will not adhere or listen or endure sound doctrine. In this particular one, the Bible said, the Bible said, you know, evil communication corrupt good manners. And come bonnie, I say, papa. Bad and evil company have led to the abortion of many legitimate destinies. People that were going to be awesome, great, you know, have been aborted and cut off. Many people have died prematurely because they talk too much. Too much wrong company. I know a young man who is in Kumasi Central Prisons right now. He was involved in a company. These guys went to kill, a mixed race businessman in Kumasi, jumped into his house and all stuff like that. When they got into their friend's house, they poured the money out of the bag they took from the businessman's house and left the bag in this young man's house. So while the police was investigating, they found the bag in this abanti Americanism. He's been in prison for almost 19 years now. What a waste. What a waste. This young man, when he brought a Mercedes from Germany, as you know, he buy cars and sell. 16 years, he sold his first car. 16 years he sits as a store boy with his father, and his father gives a price list. This guy ignores the price list and makes extra money over the price list and has created a capital out of it, and then imports car, the first car, at the age of 16 years. When he sold that car, he made capital enough to do business. He was on his way to significance. Evil company, cut him off. And so when we go to church, sit in a place like this, this is where we hear sound advice. The word of God, Nyamiasem eye niema miensa, eye nyansa chire. Nyamiasem eye kasa chire. Ene we nyamiasem eye akwan chire. I'm going to say it for the last time. Nyamiasem eye nyansa chire, echire nyansa. We nyamiasem eye kasa chire, e kasa chire nipa. Ene nyamiasem eye akwan chire. Nyamkwa si akwan chire, nwa chie kutuku di. Je papo, nina joyu, because sen wodem na, ufiyabe ifu nabi. When woman enam hudinzi, you know, not those kind of things. That is not what I'm talking. Sometimes when we go and receiving some of these akwan chire, I wonder whether we still have common sense. When are we still maintained the decency of human dignity? I wonder why. Why don't we, you know, I tell the people that if you cannot do the same thing in America, in Sudan, it's not the gospel. If what we are doing in Ghana, how Kumasi, kwa unumni adia, and all that, ya kwancha, kwancha, na ya memano, yintimimfan kwa America. It's not the gospel. If you tell somebody that visa is a breakthrough, what about the people living in America? Do they need visa? If they get a visa, do they see it as a breakthrough? Then, what semna wo kani muha? To be better na haya chile ni Kristo. Uhuru Kristo nwa na kuma esesa. Natrime esesa. There is transformation and genuine sound repentance. The person repents. Not people coming to church, but they are womanizers, they are adulterous, promiscuous, but they are here for communion. They are taking communion, but still, I was in the gym. My instructor was, you know, adding weight and weight to my dumbbells. And I'm asking, I am only a preacher. Or say, you need to be fit. I said, I'm just a preacher. And then I asked him, when will Methodist offer our yereda? Have you seen a Methodist pastor with 6 packs? Normally, they have 70 packs. Normally, 70 packs. Hallelujah. So when we come to sit here, there are certain things that the believer should be able to understand. The concepts of love, brotherly kindness, patience. This one commodity this generation does not have. And so, you know, once we are remembering it, just say, I want to use the opportunity to be able to, you know, expatiate on some of the virtues that he exhibited, some of the virtues my aunties, they exhibited. Because what I realize is that when a person dies, in our tradition and in our custom, we don't say evil things about bad people. You know, sometimes, you know, we all know that nipa no awe we no awe da hono. You know, we busie for bad wine koka. Nobody is going to say that, including the preacher. And so we are going to say, oh, this person is nice and all that. This is why I love to read biographies and also the funeral brochure. My mother have a lot. Sometimes I go to collect them. I have brochures of people I don't know. But, you know, because they have written nice things, virtues about them, I would love to read them and learn very, very wise lessons out of them. And some of the lessons we can learn from life, patience. Number 3, discipline. Because one of the things that this generation does not have is discipline. We do not have the discipline, you know, to go through anything. Let alone to go into the number 4 thing, godly character, the character of Christ. I know, granted, we don't talk about it. Godliness is missing. And so whilst you are sitting here, I'm not going to be beating about the bush and all that. We need people with courage to speak truth. It doesn't matter who we are telling the truth to. We need people with courage. If you will speak the truth and lose your reputation, so be it. If you speak truth and lose money, so be it. If even you speak truth and lose members, so be it. You have spoken truth. The truth will liberate you. Can't cry.
VVIP lounge, meaning seven for hot that and yamasem. State protocol for mammy, shiao that and yamasem.
Because people don't want truth. They don't want to hear truth.
Once you speak truth, you know, people can even label you in a particular way. It doesn't matter. Just continue. Preach the word. Speak the truth. And the grace of God will be a portion. We are living in a time, people want to be selfish.
Selfish!
Jesus said it in a nice way. Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. He said, anybody who wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Look at the word that he used. Let him deny himself. Remove him out of the place. And then you will get the word self. Selfishness, self-centeredness, self-aggrandizement or self-aggrandizing. Self! Self. This is why so many marriages are collapsing. Self. We are not ready to meet each other halfway. It's always about ourselves. Whilst my family is here, if we think of self only, there can never be love and unity. Self. It destroys everything. It destroys a church. If one person thinks that I should be celebrated all the time, it doesn't work that way. And you auntie has me sing one and then maybe you are bending and so baby. Tea the American. It won't swap in team bansu ye ya, and my way name. If you say when you win, she don't go hang one, we should have a half. Yeah. You know,
I come to a realization that you never know who will be passing your next glass of water to you. So I tell the people, treat everybody well. Most of our nieces and nephews right now are going to be the billionaires tomorrow. If you treat them ill, you've closed the doors on yourself. I'm telling you. And even the one more, warm neighbor be ye ye. We didn't say why ye ye. Warm be ye ye. Trabe be our druno. Serious. So love people. And when you can open doors for people, I was thanking one of our brothers so much. And he made a statement that I will never forget. That particular, was it a Friday? Was it a, you know, I think it was a Friday. That particular Friday, the word is still in my spirit. He said to me, Nipa ba ako fo ye ye we busye mwa obre. It was say ye timi biye bi apuno no na ye push you obi ya. Uba, we wafa si we nuya we bat push them. You go to police in the immigration. This person goes to ports. This person goes to farming. That person is in trouble. So kind. This person is to approach it and all that. You never know what is going to happen tomorrow. What opportunity now? And then one more. What push you on? Are going to hold your hand and bring you up. Hold your hand and. Don't be selfish. Mama, comfort. I'm serious. Don't be selfish. Obi onu moa, you know, enye onu na oma obi ma. I say, mano. It's me, I'm a mama. Mama, I'm we used to have this very old woman. I love old people because when my father was alive, when he was 80 years old, he said to me, if you pamper me, I will bless you. Oh, I just heard you would eat from 80 to 100. Oh, would eat. One day we took him to Tang Palace Hotel. When he sat down, he looked at me and said, Kofi, I had a case you mupa. What he meant was that this is for big people. One day, bro, you took us to, I think it was Kempinski. And then he sat at Kempinski. And he started eating. And then whilst he eat one, two, because that is what we are waiting for, the benediction. And so he begins to bless and bless you. So when I see old people, I give them that honor, looking for a blessing. There is this old woman who used to live down the road, but they sleep outside. And so anytime she has a prescription, she brings it here. And I give it to the young men to go and buy the medication, add money to it and food and go and give it to her. Anytime she goes back, her children take the food and the money, insult their mother and maltreat their own mother. Then I realized that the people around me started also becoming mean. You know, when the woman came, I was free, I was go, I warned them. I said, mommy, we were mom on chain. In prison, you know. What we didn't know was that the things that we do for people like that, we do it unto the Lord. The Bible said, he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. We didn't know that. Then we started wanting to travel. Every interview we went, visas were given to us. Didn't know that the kindness that we were doing to these people, you know, God was reciprocating them in a different way to us. Come on, open your heart and love people. You were poor before, and therefore be generous to the poor. Be kind to people who are not in your class. Woman to a mabonda.
me and Virginia have, we are going to places. You know, I sit in the chair. They say, your perfume is all over the chair. The motto, we need bone and bone, young can't come in.
Be kind to people. We were in the market the other day. The butcher was cutting meat. We were standing, you know, next to another vendor. And then the fluids of the meat splashed into my suit. It was Sunday after church. I was just following the day, just supporting, helping her to go to the market. And I pop it in my suit. And I'm going to me, please forgive me. I'm saying, I'm going to get up. You know, what is a suit? And sometimes when people get little things like cars, you're driving a Mercedes, a BMW, a Range Rover. Hey, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go. 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 Adia Pimu and I say, and I do with him. Sister, love people, because people will attend your funeral. People will attend your outdoor. People will come to your graduation. People will come to your birthday. On the day of your funeral, your mommy will not show up. Your mommy will be in an air-conditioned bank. Love people.
Love people. Let us be kind to one another, generous to one another. You never know.
I was praying for a beautiful old woman. She's old, and she didn't have a daughter. It's her son, and the sons are two. And the woman was bedridden at a particular point, and the sons had to bathe her, bathe her, dress her, and all that. And sometimes when they are putting the diapers on her, she is cringing within herself. And then the son will say, "Mommy, how old? Na ini peri yankasa ubi entiminchire." You never know. So when people are arrogant,
Kome Ben sinimko yima bro chile chakbuku nebre.
The statement na me here. Come Benz na esi abonte ho no. Me yi maburo chire checkbook no dem yibrem.
I can say and I can say. One of our deacons have passed on. I pay tribute to him, Deacon Stephen Dinsey. May the Lord bless his soul at the age of 48. The grace of God may keep him. He died at Kolebu. Now, when we went to Kolebu last Sunday, our last meeting with him, then we also heard that an MP had been admitted at the same emergency. But when they brought the MP in, you know, they brought him in his car. Apparently, he went to a meeting, talking to his friends, you know, and then he collapsed. So they picked him up and took him to Kolebu. When they rushed him to the emergency, they even forgot that they had left his Land Cruiser's ignition on, and their engine was running for 4 hours. And they left this guy on the floor, say, Kija. They had to, you know, call some other colleagues from parliament to come and get the right people to get these Kolebu people to attend to the MP. Ansana. It means, watch a film, Paso, before for man, I'm right now, as I'm speaking to you right now in Kolebu G, one of our members, his father is there. They referred him from Obuasi. 12 to 15 hours unattended to. The guy called me, "Please, can you use your influence to see if you can get anybody so they can attend to us?" And then I started calling. Do we have to be calling people to get Christians who are working in those places to do the right thing? We are a big communion about 10 hours singing by. When you should be more. And this is why we don't see the glory of God and the blessings of the Lord. All these people will come back. La 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 ba shada ba ata. Shut up! Shut up! Didn't you need yourself?
I went to my uncle's funeral at Nkwetia, preach in that particular place. When I finished preaching, there's an old woman wants to see you. She loves your preaching. She listens to you, watch you on television. And I went to see that old woman. Then they prompted me that she is the oldest person in this town. So I went and I said, how old is she? They said, 125. I said, I want to meet her. And when I met, I sat before her while she is sitting. We didn't come up. I say, me see so. Na me pe sofu bi ni preaching bi say eti. I sorry I'm a call ye na sofu ne fa we no afa we fa we no afa we. And I'm DJ I am angwa sorry be me na mati preaching. Emma me kuma atome yem. I say me na na no me me ma ye ye one crying kuma seni abruchiri baby ya. I'm say mama a dear pain with secret. What has been your secret that you've been me nimse wo ni pabi beti mi eni ache but wo beti mi a ye bibi me nyami ache won kwa nene. But so honor your father and your mother so that your days will be prolonged upon the earth. You could do certain things. The woman said five things to me. First thing, truth. No correct. Everything she said is in the Bible. Truth. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Dinukure kusi uwumumema unkwabut. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The second thing, Emma weni miri ubiadi. That isn't that fulfilling. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse number 7. It is certain we came into this world with nothing, and truly we shall also exit with nothing. Emma weni miri ubiadi. Then the woman says something. Then I remember 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 13. Osimudi papechi a why ne betimi atomo duro and a why ne betimi abomudia. If you are followers of good, who can calm you? Why ne betimi atomo duro abomudia? And the woman said things that I looked at her said, I'm not shocked that God has blessed you and favored you. As I close, I want to use the opportunity to tell the Christians, this is the time to deny self. When our mothers cooked, they cooked with big utensils. And they will cook normally more or three times the number of the people that are living in that house. And then you ask, and then people are walking, going to the Obika and the brother said, you're going to the somewhere. And then woman back and say, eh, won't fat and say major the anybody and say, ah, what be you baby? Won't fat and say major the anybody say. And this is how, listen. Let me ask you a good question. Do you hear cervical cancers in that generation? Because generous people, the people will bless. Your generation, I am a new generation. Breast cancer, cervical cancer, throat cancer, cancer of the bone, leukemia, all forms of cancers. Because it will be power on mouth. It's one tiny highest. Wait here. Wait here. Only I'm baby can come. Hey, I don't like that kind of stuff. Can I ask you one thing? This is you know us. Give and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give unto your bosom. That giving is not only for church. Of Abuaji, yesterday I realized something. And I thought only, you know, Yura, Brother Singwa has that kind of people skills. You know, I sit down and I said, I can't understand. Brother, with people skills, he did anointing. You will come and meet him and his drivers talking, eating together. And what kind of, you know, love, simplicity is this? You know, Banwamu Bonsiri here, I won't cast a boss on any, and I need you my phone, they trying to worship. Beautiful chemistry. But I saw something yesterday at the cemetery when of Abuaje. Photo. My wife was telling me, sister, calm down. Will be better to do true movie. Calm down.
I could not depend your dementia near to the Anisha Manua Ubisu. You will cry. Bank managers before, you know, whatever. They want to say, you know, I knew, you know, Brunibi who lived in England. He was working with Citibank. Amazing guy. Made money. At the age of 55, he had dementia. And when even, you know, you are bringing a scoop of food, he can't even see it. He can't even open his mouth. You need to open his mouth and put the food right there. 55, dementia. Love people. Let me read you 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 1 downwards. Right after that, my service is closed. Rainbow Radio, allow me to finish my altar call before you cut me off. As for XYZ, dear, Debbie, I'm preaching we and San Womaka to me. Rainbow 4, dear, in your year, say, about 12 or 11, no, may you be free. So, but then, no, Christ, that will my own marry me. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not love, put it in GNT so that we can make the understanding easy. Yeah. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong and a clanging bell. Yeah, it goes to the next verse and say, I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge, understanding, and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. So the preacher who cannot even love the church member is nothing. What is the sense of screaming here and there and somebody wants something for rent and I turn my back? What is the point of this screaming? What is the point? What is the point in having a big funeral when the people that died needed just a prescription bill to be paid? What is the point? Yesterday, whilst we were driving through town, I was asking that we saw the billboards of few fathers of people, few mothers of people who have passed on, and there are billboards around. I saw a police officer, a soldier also, and all that. A couple of people. You know, so I was asking Didi, does all these billboards, were they able to take care of their parents that way? Is it another form of business? Because Mikromu kwewu from Ngoko Eko Ebitifi Price Ko Bepon Tafo Ebesine Edeko Eyi Mefa Binkum Eko Bome Ubu Efetin Ko Nkweti Ebitifi Pepiasi Abene Enomini. There are people that see these things as business. The people that see this thing as a business. I've been wet here, a tear say will be a mehen or tear kurase and all stuff like that. Who are not the national fridge 1 year? Now you see dying. Dinidia toso.
Yeah, your big funeral. 1 week, 40 days, a yida, and he affair. And the old man died from hunger. The old woman died from hunger. And we bring vodka, gin, Johnny Walker, all this stuff. And now Fabetra said, no, I'm rare on the head of Abrewa. What is the essence of that? So I tell the people, don't bring me an envelope with money when your mother is hungry. I have told all our members, I don't need your money. Take care of your mother first. Take care of your father first. There are people sitting here who cannot take care of their own children's school fees, and yet they have rented apartments for their girlfriends. Let me see me preach here, Mwedra. What is the essence of that? Ubinyeska on rene yirene ne ma de chimpuna sa ubehu anu ayare na fi wa betone yirene so na ne yirene ne ebe breda ne ho da ne ho jidi ma da anya hwe jidi. Take care of your mother if she is alive. Take care of your father if she is alive. Don't let them struggle to get something from you. It is a blessing to your own account. When I found a scripture in, I think it's Proverbs chapter 23, I said, look for the scripture. When your mother is old, do not despise her. It's Proverbs 22, 23 or 23, 20, which someone, you know, it's not part of my notes. Just get it for us. When I met that scripture, I started treating my mother as a queen. Because I realized that the Bible was referring to menopause. When your mother is old, she becomes jittery. Okay. All right. Okay, he said, hearken unto your father, that's the scripture, you know, hearken unto your father that begat thee, and despise not your mother when she is old. Put it in our language, let me read it to this lovely people. Tie weja wone wo wo, ya na wona nso, se oba abrewa, imune ni mutia. Yeah, na me she inipa who are ladies who are despising their own mothers. I wonder why. Because also when they see menopause kwanso, you know, so why are you despising your, you know, my mother calls me a lot. My mother can call me in a day like 3-4 times and repeat the same thing in a different way. The same thing in a different way, you know. My mother, for example, my mother, concerning this Thanksgiving, my mother was reminding me of a painting. Crouchy painting, that was 7 o'clock in the morning. And then 10 o'clock in the mid-morning, my mother calls and says, painting in my you. And then calls around 3 in the afternoon and says, painting in there. And then in around 7 o'clock in the evening, my mother will call and say, "Mina mi wira fia na me kai wa no panese paint." You know, the same thing in a different way, 4 times in a day. Now, me so me nesi kwaso a me bebo akokura. I don't know how I'm in kokura bomu beye, but I have told people that my children are watching me. How I am treating my mother and father. And they will learn and repeat the same thing to me. Therefore, if I treat my mother well, they will treat me well. This is it. And sometimes when I go to our hometown, I see the old men and the old men who say, "Wabo, eya, eya." She's got a beautiful portrait of her when she was a young lady, when she was like 25. She took a beautiful portrait. She's been married to an army officer, and they are together in the portrait. But when I look at the woman right now, and I look at the portrait, hey, this is your nice breast. people stretch like glue.
Me preaching. You know, and you see, breast.
German covers of ground.
Did they remember a cook? Me, if I was not a preacher, I could have been a very good comedian. Whoa, power by me up, ma'am.
Thank you. And so on. Open the song.
So, and then I put this here. Now, with the now corner,
it's me, but praise time, prayer, son.
Yeah.
Ube unse umi enumi ensa na we na adi ano ubi ano fububa is like this. Afi when then it becomes a little bigger and like this. Afi umi enumi ensa ne mwa sane kakra like this. Like this. Afi but ubi ano mwa ongu umi enumi ensa. Obi on moi, ye yen one dream. Oh, dear, maybe Ray Fisher and Eric was here.
I think you will say, if everybody in the night, Sakola, my minufu. Sakola, my minufu, Sakola, Mufri, Yasuba, or Tom Bancher, or Mufri, and Akunyasa, and Sakola, my minufu, and what to it.
Or someone or the Tian and no, Messi, who knew him a mobile chase a glue. Your call, and me shot me one. I was checking to see if I could see some Kevin Nash. There was no Kevin Nash, will be out there. I can cook. Sorry, upon. Mungo.
And when I look at the way life is interesting, right? You free as you are, I'm saying life is very interesting. Somebody can be up today and down tomorrow. Somebody can be very popular today and nobody cares about you tomorrow. Somebody can be very wealthy today and have nothing tomorrow. And that is why I'm telling you, be kind, be generous, be good to everybody. You never know who passes your next cup of water to you. I always say that you never know because it doesn't take long for the tables to turn. And when the tables turn, it becomes interesting. My brother Samuel Jemfi is in the service now. Yesani asuye dempa, and aswade ni biwo on mawo inwe ya abofra no ate onjene obe pamono. Aswade ni biwo ai buruso. But who said that he was going to be such a successful businessman in the United States? Into tone twene ya. You missed it. I will speak to the ladies and I will close. Many men, 95% of all successful, relevant, and significant men, businessmen, all 95% of all of them, they start life very poor. 95%. They start life very poor. And so if you are going to look at them from the outward appearance, you will miss it. I promise you, you will miss it. When I was getting married, my mother gave me a bird. The bird, the frame bird, is one and a half. No, the bed is a double bed. But the mattress is a one and a half mattress. So when I put the bed sheet on it, half of the bed sheet covers the wooden part
of the bed. And when I wake up every morning, I wake up on the wood. I roll from the mattress, the 1.5 mile to the wood. So when I was going to get married, I was telling them, they said, oh, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm a prophet, I prophesy here, preach and all that. But don't expect much. I was just preparing her for the 1.5 mattress. Don't expect much. You know. And so I know that she accepted and everything, but she had not seen what I am talking about. And so I went to wait upon the Lord. When I came back, a generous person had bought me another double bed with a double mattress and a dressing mirror as a gift. So she brought it to us. Then when Dede came to my house the first time, 25th of December, this month is going to be our 23rd anniversary in marriage. When she came and I said, this bed is beautiful. I have not slept on it before. But let me go and show you my bed. Because I was so experiencing that, you know, the promo to other. But it doesn't take long for the tables to turn. Then you realize that the person who was poor, who couldn't pay for anything, big time businessman signing big checks. There is something about good men. We be big 12 mana, okay? Into the war, you know, and minister war, yeah, to a crew. Ube munusa fedia, obey ya, usi daima, wahanua tobiama, wahanua to, no, talk, people don't understand because a mwaka krebia odebuan, no, okay. And so I'm telling all these young ladies now, we person, unia chick, me, we are hot, me feel, matia two doors, idea, watch, watia to wind. Say me fear be for ne, we are, I break it in Jesus' name. To be shame me that I break you. And I'm saying, why now we break you? I said, me amazing. Amazing, you know, now break you. No. Ah, Corona buy a bank for no motive, but amazing for Koba. So who are you trying to, you know, a more being mutia da? Ube poor being mutiane. Now, and I was telling the last time we went to one home and we have that bed, no, ubi the bed chair, you know, and we have kept it for 23 years. And I, when I saw there was an Iron Panasa, and I said, Yamia yipi, Misham Panuketuano, Tuena Minoda Swa. I can't believe this. Because Misha, you know, Empanua when ya medi abana ubitimia beer, ubitimia drip, ubitimia diagonal, ubitimia a circumference on the bed, ubitimia road 2 times now, that's 1 pounds. Washasi ubitimia ye ketua. A ye, where we ye be a cassia. Your beginning may be small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. In the memory of my father, S.W. Osei, in the memory of Auntie Nina and Auntie Gladys, may the Lord bless all of you, keep all of you, protect all of you, guide all of you, watch over all of you, and cause his face to shine upon all of you until we meet again. May the Lord give you many testimonies in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Let us close. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Help us with the song. Great thing has done so lovely the world he gave us. Glory that this time I taught. Come on and open the praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory with thanks He has.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people
rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus,
the Son,
and give Him
the glory, with this He has done.
Can you put your two hands on your heart and commit your life into the hands of the Lord? Remember to pray for your spouse and your children. We are asking that the grace of God will guide us, that we will know the Lord well and serve Him well. That we will attract the blessings and the grace of God. That I may know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering. Give me grace. Grace to stand. Grace to stand. Grace. Grace. Come on. Grace. Grace.
Share din na yintimi nyina. Share din e.
We want to be your pleasure on earth. We want to be like Christ, talk like Christ, speak like Christ. The character of Jesus, my God. Not just confessing we are Christians, but epitomizing that we are Christians. Oh my God. And Father, we give you glory. Wherever you'll be going this week, whatever you'll be doing this week, please, in the name of Jesus, commit it into the hands of the Lord. Let the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel protect you, lead you, help you, guide you. Christ, you must not be anymore kind. Boning can or how we be men want to die. Come on, come on, come on. Hey! Where businesses are going right now, I said to the first service this morning, I said, this is the time that every businessman will have to depend on God. To depend on God. Everything is so uncertain, uncertain. The uncertainty of our time. Lastly, I want you to commit your children into the hands of God. School has reopened. We commit them, first of all, for their safety and protection. Secondly, for their academic excellence and cognitive success. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they would develop sharply, sharply, uncommon minds. Oh, somebody bless your baby. In the presence of God, speak prophetically over these children. No weapon formed against them will ever prosper. Oh! In Jesus' precious name.
the drivers driving them to school, every car is in the blood of the Lamb, in the presence of God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. I will use the opportunity to pray for my family, and then immediately after the prayer, I will allow them to come and one person be a spokesperson or be a speaker and speak on our behalf. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks, praise. Last year was the year we intended, I just say, Auntie Dinah, Auntie Gladys, we use the opportunity as a family to stand here to thank you and to honor you that 1 year on you have kept us. And the enemy has not been able to exact on us. We give you thanks. We stand here in praise and in worship, even bringing everyone, family members that came from America, from Europe, England, from any part of Africa, Asia, the near, middle, and far east, the people that have come from beyond, people who have traveled from around the country to be with us here this morning, we give you the thanks and glory. We pray in the name of Jesus, asking you to inhabit our praise. The word says, in all things we should give thanks, and so in this also we give thanks. Now I rededicate this glorious family to you, that you surround us as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, and keep us, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. We depend and trust on you and you alone. For they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that can never be removed. I pray that whatever the enemy has intended, override it, overturn it, and overrule it. In Jesus' precious name. That we will dwell in peace and tranquility and safety and favor. That you will elevate this family and show us your glory as never before. Lastly, not the least, I leave this august congregation, Alabaster International Ministry, before your throne, and I pray for your providence, your covering. Surround us in the name of Jesus. Remember your covenant that no evil will befall your people. In Jesus' precious name. Let this week be testimonials, miraculous and supernatural. In Jesus' precious name. Send us help and help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I hide everybody's car or cars in the presence and in the blood. No road carnage is permitted in our space. In Jesus' mighty name. I even go to the point of praying against every evil dream and nightmare. When the enemy try to invade, we pray in the name of Jesus. We forbid him on every side. We mute the voice of the wicked in the name of Jesus the Christ. Grant us beauty for ashes, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and the oil of joy for mourning. In Jesus' mighty name. Yenti and kade piane ya dance. Let somebody who believes shout a big amen. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Let me sign off from online and on television. Guys, thank you very much for joining us this Sunday also. You don't know Christ as Savior. Your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Make me born again and a new creation. This day, I accept eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer, that your grace abound
In Jesus' precious name. You want to join us for our second offering? You could, you know, have all the information on your screen. And I will catch you on Tuesday afternoon. But reminding you that Revival 2022 coming up from the 26th to... That's all. You can clap your hands. This room will be burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost. On the 26th to the 2nd, we are receiving Reverend Elvis Ajiman, Dr. Justice Avevo, Reverend George Nati, Apostle Randy Impact, and Prophet Job Adu are joining Kofi Odro. It's going to be an awesome moment in God's presence. 26th to the 2nd. You can't miss it for anything in the world. Remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep all of you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.